Alrighty, I think I have this, maybe. Good evening, this is WX2PJR, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Paul. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is WX2PJR, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
CSM, good evening, Paul.
This is KD2AIT, good evening. N5AOW, good evening.
KC2MBU.
Good evening, Paul.
KA2VLA.
Alrighty, I tell you what I've got. I got N2PFM, I think it is. KD2AIT, N5AOW, KC2NBU. And K2ZNZ and K2VLA. Let's go up to the top. George, come on in.
Well, good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. The good temperature here on the mountainside of 28. Temperature range today was -1 to -33. And it was cloudy most of the day, though we did have a few peaks of sun. Well, then I think your friend you will be very happy to know the van broke down again. It did the same stall out and the same crazy stuff again. Only this time the dash also quit for good and wouldn't hit, and it didn't do any good anymore. I got it down with it stalling repeatedly and everything to a local mechanic here, and he said he's seen a number of those things happen with those vans, with the 96 to 2000 Chrysler Dodge Plymouth minivans. He put a new, an instrument cluster from the junkyard in, and he said everything turned out fine today. And I should have known something. I should have gone right to my friend Mr. Google, and I would have found there were two YouTube videos on that, and it showed you that after you take the whole cluster apart on the back of the printed circuit board, the one that is on most of them, there's two bad solder joints on it, and lo and behold, those are the ones that cut out the instrument cluster, and they're the one that causes the repeated stalling. So, well, yeah, I told him to save that instrument cluster for me now, and I say I can fix that myself now, so, great. I can fix, anyone's got any of those bad clusters from those Chrysler and Dodge minivans, well, let me know, I can fix them now. Amazing what you find out on the internet. Oh, with that, I'll say God bless, 73, Z2PSM clear.
Yeah, right there, George. Not too bad with that. and getting stuff all squared away there, I guess. Fixing things up. So, yeah, what was it? It's 20, or actually 30 out there, 29.7. And I know, got a wind of about 3 miles an hour, 2.5. So, it's pressure's going up, though. I noticed up to about 30.05. It was at 30.01 earlier. So it's rising. Kind of a good but bad thing at the same time, seeing what's coming in now. But anyways, thanks for the check-in there, George. Have a good one. Let's go to KD2AIT. Jeff, come on in.
Good evening, Paul. KD2AIT. I see you're braving it tonight there on the Echo Lake. Good luck. I don't think anybody's running the net here, except maybe you on Echo Link, so we'll see how it goes. Not much to report here. Work day for me, and a work night. so we're working all weekend, actually. Got a bunch of stuff to get wrapped up here, and that's all I got to report. WX2BJR, this is KD2AIT, you'll be clear.
Yeah, right there, Jeff. And it's not the first net I've done over Echo Link. There's another one, a couple of them I do, actually, over Echo Link, that, and it goes fairly well. It's, I've got the knack, because there's slight delays you've got to listen for and make sure you get in there just right. Sometimes I miss them, sometimes I hit them right, but anyways. But yeah, last Friday, my antenna fell, and I haven't had a chance to get up there and fix it yet. Ice took it out when it slid, when we had that warm-up there. So the ice kind of fell right off and knocked out the bottom of the pole it was on and caused it to rip out the brace that was holding it. So it was a pretty good fall. So I got it when it warms up and the roof kind of thaws out a little bit, where it's kind of safe enough to walk on, I'll get up there and put it back up. But at the meantime, well, this is working for me, so there you go. Anyways, thanks for the check-in there, Jeff. Have a good one. And let's see, where am I now? N5AOW, Bob, come on in.
Good evening, Paul, N5AOW. Not a whole lot to report here. It's about 27 degrees, cool, it's been cloudy all day. Not a whole lot going on. I stayed in the house, stayed comfortable, got a few things done that I felt like doing, and played a little radio in the meantime, and that's pretty much it. Had a good dinner, relaxed, and watched a couple of things on TV that I normally enjoy. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. I didn't write your call down, Paul. I didn't get it all completely anyway. So anyway, you have a good evening. 73s to everyone on the net. N5AOW.
All right there, Bob. Thanks for the check-in there. Yeah, the call is WX2PJR, Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo. Anyways, thanks for the check-in there. Have a good one. And let's see here, KC2, I think it's MBU. Come on in.
Good evening. We've got 26 degrees up on the hill here, and enjoying a nice calm day with no wind and no sub-zero temperatures. I guess it's going to be short-lived, but enjoyed it anyway.
Yeah, it was a good day. We've got more of them coming. It's just this one happens to be a tease, unfortunately. But yeah, it was a really nice day. And, sidewalk, driveway melted off, so hopefully it stays that way. Doubtful, but at the moment, it's all good. Nice and dry and black. So, anyways, yeah, it got up to like 36 here today, so it was a pretty warm one. Anyways, though, but pretty much overcast all day. I mean, there were some peaks, but they were few and far between. Anyways, though, thanks for the check in there. Have a good one. And let's see here, where am I? KA2ZNZ, Jack, come on in.
Good evening, Paul, everybody on board. Down here in the central New York area, we got to about 37. We had some sunshine. It was not a bad day, that's for sure. Right now we're at 30 degrees, right on, 30.2. And I'm sure it'll drop more. Well, supposed to have a few more cold days coming, so I'm sure they'll make it. 7 feet all around, KA2ZNZ.
Right there, Jack. Thanks for the check in there. Don't want to mention about the game tonight either. It's pathetic. And anyways, it's not too bad of a night out there. So thanks for the check in there. Have a good one. And let's see here, where am I now? Oh, KA2VLA. Clint, come on in.
This is KA2VLA. How you doing, Paul? looking like spring. We've been waiting for the warm up, so it's got an idea how to start it, how to do it. Maybe it'll keep up. I scraped my driveway down, I have a cement driveway, and it packs down snow. And when you get a warm day like today, it loosens it up, and you can take a shovel and rip it, clean it right up. So, not that it won't cover up again in probably another day, but at least we got it clean today. Guess that's all the news. I want to give you a check-in tonight. We'll say 73, KA2VLA. We'll be clear.
Yeah, right there, Clint. Yeah, that's the way our driveway is. It's all blacktop and kind of everything got all soft, so scraped it off. But, yeah, as you're saying, it's probably not going to last and end up having to do it again here probably in a couple of days or whatever. It is what it is. Spring's coming, though. I mean, this is our, second little warm-up in a week, so, they're getting more frequent, which is good. And I guess by the end of the week, it isn't going to be too terrible, so see what happens. It's supposed to kind of get a little milder, so we'll have to see what happens. When is it here? Yeah, Friday and Saturday of next week, it starts to modify, like mid-30s. I mean, that's not fantastic, but we don't expect much up here, at least this winter. any little thing above zero is good. And from the looks of that, it looks like above 32, so pretty good there. Anyways, let's see here. I'm at the bottom of the list, so anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR.
KD2DXJ.
Yeah, I know that call. KD2DXJ, Bill, come on in.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. it's 28 degrees here in Governor, and it's a very light snow coming down. So, I don't know, maybe we're going to get a little bit of snow tonight. So, I had a busy day today. I had to go down to Watertown this morning and see the doctor, try to clear up this cold I've got, and then I got home and we drove over to Simone to a family event over there, and I just got home a while ago. And I heard you on here, so I wanted to say good evening to everyone. So have a good one, KD2DSJ.
All right there, Bill. Hopefully you get over that cold. Yeah, it sounds kind of rough. It sounds a lot deeper than normal. Anyways, it is the season for them as well. Knock on wood, I've actually been doing fairly well with them this year. So see what happens. Hopefully it'll keep going. So good with all that. Hopefully you get over the cold. The snow, though, I can stay away. Even though I just noticed here our humidity's rising pretty good. It was like in the 40s for 40% level pretty much all evening, and just in the last hour or so it's jumped to 60%. So atmosphere is moistening up out there. It's bound to do something then. Oh, well. Anyways, though, have a good one there. Let's see, at the bottom of the list again, anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR. Any comments, queries, late check-ins to the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR. All right, hopefully by this time next week I'll have my antenna back up if the weather lets me anyways. So anyways, today wasn't a bad one. A good day at work and kind of, what is it there, getting all our Mardi Gras stuff going, I guess, in the bakery. Got king cake and all the hot cross buns and all that stuff are coming out. And the whole seasonal donuts as well. So getting that time of year for Easter, St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. So anyways, I guess I'll make this last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is WX2PJR. And not hearing any. Let's see, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 check-ins, including myself. Got a pretty good net tonight. So with that, this is WX2PJR, clear, and returning the 146655 repeater back to normal amateur use. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in, and anyone listening out there. This is WX2PJR, I'll be clear.
KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Octan currently being held on the 145.17. Are there any stations for Octan with or without traffic? Station 4 Octan come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello, thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan?
And 5AOW, good evening, Mark.
And 5AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan?
Net Control, please check in KG7DNJ, that's Kilo Golf 7, Delta November Juliet. My name is Josh from Redding, California, over.
The last station, Giggy, you went a little too fast on me. Can you go a little bit slower?
Roger that. This is KG7DNJ, that's Kilo Golf 7, Delta, November, Juliet. My name is Josh. I'm coming to you via Echolink from Redding, California. Over.
We got a Kilo Golf 7. Delta, November, Golf. Is that right? KT7DNG.
Negative, negative, that's KG7DNJ, Kilo Golf 7, Delta November Juliet, over.
Okay, that's what I said, Kilo Golf 7, Delta November Juliet.
Roger, roger. Back to net control.
Okay. KG7DNJ, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure it was right. I have a little trouble with that one. Okay. And thank you for checking in, Josh in California. We gotcha. And thanks for checking in. Welcome to the net. Anyone else rocking? Okay. The weather's warm out there in California. Via Echo Link. Final call for Octan. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in here this evening. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. Hope everyone has a good evening. What's left of it. And hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is correct.